Welcome to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. Tune in as we discuss the Punch TV Studios IPO, funding for your film, acting in film and television, new affiliate stations, and all things Punch TV Studios. Meet the stars of your favorite Punch TV Studios film and television shows and find out how you can be a part of the company that is revolutionizing television. Join the conversation at 657-383-1974. And now your host, Punch TV Studios CEO, Joseph Collins.
Good evening, everyone. It's a great day. I want to say today is a great day to be great. It's just an awesome day. It is the night before Thanksgiving, and we're doing our radio show tonight, so we're going to have a thankful show just to be thankful to everyone for everything that's going on and everything that's happening in our lives. We should give thanks and be thankful to our family. You know, everybody has like this weird uncle, so even be thankful for the weird uncle in your family, you know. So I think that's a really good thing. I'm Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV Studios, and we are in the midst of our IPO, and we're selling stock in our company at $1 per share, and it is wonderful. We're inviting everyone to become a part owner of our company. We're inviting everyone to embrace the movement that is Punch TV, and people from all over the country are embracing Punch TV, and it's just absolutely and completely awesome. It's completely, thoroughly exciting to see what's happening, and it's just been wonderful, 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 wonderful. So tonight let me introduce our co-host of this show, none other than the Sharifa. How you doing tonight?
The Sharifa is excellent. I'm excited. It's the holiday weekend. It's going to be great. What time should I be at your house?
At my house. What are you coming to my house for?
The plate. I need my plate.
The plate. Oh, you mean dinner?
Yes.
Yeah, well, you know, I was coming to your house for dinner.
Well, maybe we'll just go to Punch TV for dinner.
I want some greens and some turkey and some dressing and some giblet drapery.
Right.
You know, that's what I'm talking about, you know, and some, you know, apple pie, some hot apple pie with ice cream. You know, I want some collard greens and some cornbread and some brown and serve rolls. I want some hot water cornbread. So y'all got to go back down to the South. These young women, they don't know nothing about no hot water cornbread. So I want some hot water cornbread, you know, and I am, oh boy, I'm just getting hungry thinking about it. I want turkey. I want a slice of ham. You know.
Well, maybe tomorrow you'll find
this?
All of that.
Yeah, I need to have all that tomorrow in my atmosphere. So I'm certainly looking forward to Thanksgiving. It is just a great time to eat and enjoy yourself. And, you know, and then I got to come up with my New Year's resolution, and that's to lose all the weight I'm going to gain eating on Thanksgiving. You know, one thing I do miss about Thanksgiving is that I miss eating at my mom's house. My mom passed a while back, and I do miss going.
Aww.
And having dinner at my mom's. I miss it so much. It lets you know that you should treasure the people in your life that you have, because you never know when you'll be missing them and wishing they were in your life. And, you know, you just never know how that is going to turn out, you know. So I'm excited tonight. I'm excited tonight because we're just doing the doggone thing here. We're just really, really doing the doggone thing. And so I'm excited tonight to be a part of the movement that is Punch TV Studios, and that we are making it happen. So that's like awfully, awfully cool. It's like really, really cool. What do you think about that?
I think it is amazing. I think it's cool what you're doing. I think the response to it has been amazing. We have so many great things going on that I'm just excited. One of the things that I'm excited about is we're going to do a really big launch at some of these affiliate stations. And so the affiliate
That's
stations
right.
are really great. We're expanding across the country. I know there's a couple of cities that you're focused on. We're already in Houston. We're going to be in a couple
right,
of new
right.
cities. So
right,
I'm definitely
right.
excited about that. We've been on just about every radio station. We're playing on televisions across America. So I'm excited.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't think, you know, I always knew that, you know, we would – grow and expand, but the reception that we've been receiving has just been amazing, and that's what I'm excited about.
I'm excited about that too, and I'm really happy that, you know, when I set out to do this IPO, one of the things that was really important to me was to try to include as many people as we can to become a part of the IPO and try to do it where each person can get a lot of stock.
Mm-hmm.
Where each person can get a lot of stock. And that's why we set the price at $1 a share. Because we could have set the price at $20 or $30 a share, but I really wanted people to be a part of this, and I really wanted people to embrace the Punch TV movement.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was just like really, 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 really important to me. It was just something that was inside of me to make that happen and come together.
Mm-hmm. So how are you feeling with the results? I mean, looking back, are you still happy that you set the price at $1 per share?
Looking back, I'm very happy about that. Mm-hmm. Very, very happy because we've been able to have people invest in our company that ordinarily would never invest and would never have an opportunity to be a part of an IPO. Most IPOs, when they open, they typically will open around, you know, where it's just so price prohibitive, the immediate get in, you know, where you could get into the stock, it's just so price prohibitive. You know, just you couldn't get into the stock for, you know, a lot of times you have to have minimums where you put in $10,000 or $25,000 just to have a chance to get in and be a part of an IPO. You'd have to put that in there just to have a chance to be a part of an IPO. That's not even guaranteeing that you would get into the IPO. That's just to have a chance of being a part of an IPO. And we've been able to, you know, we've been able to do that. And that's just really, really exciting to people. We've been able to say to people, listen, what you would go out to dinner for, you could invest in our company and have something that's working for you for a long time. Just what you go out to dinner for, you could invest in our company and have something that's working for you for years to come. By making that simple little investment. And that's just like really awesome. You know, just by being a part of that, just by saying, you know what, I'm going to take a chance. I'm going to invest a couple $100 in Punch TV Studios. And by just making that small investment, and I mean, that's a really small investment. You get 200 shares of stock. And by being able to just do that, it's just, you know, it just makes sense to me. For you're going to go buy a pair of tennis shoes for $200 and $300, but now, and they're going to wear out. No matter how long you keep those shoes, the tennis shoes are going to wear out. But here's the thing. You can take that. You've been able to take. We've created opportunities for people to take that same money, invest in our company, and be a part of something that can last and that can grow, where you have a team of people who are helping to create wealth for you. And that makes all the difference in the world, to have somebody who is dedicated creating wealth for you. And that's what we typically don't have in the urban in the urban field is that we don't have people who are working to create wealth for us. And that's what mm-hmm. makes the difference. That's, we have people who we go to work for, and we have jobs, and we have these kinds of things like that. But what we don't have are people who are working to create wealth for us. And now with Punch TV Studios, we're opening the door, we're opening the doors so that we can create wealth for people. People can be a part of what we're doing. And in creating that wealth, they're a part of it, they're with it, and we're with them. And that's why this mm-hmm. was so important to have a stock at $1 a share. That's why this was so important to have a stock that almost anyone could afford. It was just simply important to me, totally, completely, and thoroughly important to me to be able to do that and be able to achieve that objective and to be able to do it with such class and panache until it just totally makes sense. It just totally made sense. And that's what I think. How do you feel about what we're doing from your perspective? From your perspective, Shreeva, how do you feel about what we're doing as a company?
I think, you know, for me, it's one of those things where I can't understand why most people or why more people don't get it, why people aren't just jumping on board. But, I mean, I don't think that has anything to do with Punch TV Studios or the stock offering or the price. I think it's one of those things where so many people are going to look back and they're going to have a story to tell about, oh, I could have gotten into Punch TV Studios when they were $1 a share. I could have taken part in this IPO. I could have purchased my stock. So that's why, I mean, it's so important for us to have these kind of conversations and to go out to speak about what we're doing, because no matter, you know, how many radio stations talk about Punch TV Studios, how many television stations talk about Punch TV Studios, how many meetings, how many presentations we make, there's still going to be people who say, you know what, I had no idea, I didn't know, you know, I was going to get in and then I decided to do something else. So for me, this opportunity, you know, and again, and you know my background, I did a lot of startups, you know, startup companies from Perks.com, TheCheapTickets.com. And these are the opportunities that more people I would have thought would have just jumped on board, you know, because $1 a share, that really is literally, not figuratively, but literally unheard of. I mean, it is unheard of for a company to even go out and say $1 a share. So I'm just like, okay, I know that we've had waves of interest and people who are buying their stock, but I just feel, and it's a feeling, and it's not based on any type of analysis or analytics or facts, but my feeling, my spirit tells me that there's this wave of people that are all of a sudden that's going to get it, you know, because I remember the first time when you explained the stock to me. At first, I was like, you know what, I understand investing, but all the intricate details that you explained to me, I was a little overwhelmed. But then I still remember that day, that time, that place where all of a sudden it just clicked. And I was like, you know what? I get it. So I think that there are more people who just have to have that I get it moment. And then there will be another wave of people who come in, purchase their stock, and jump on board the Punch TV Studios movement.
And I agree with that, you know, and I think part of it is just the lack of education of financial literacy and being financially educated. I think that part of it has to do with that. I think that for the most part, we haven't had people to teach us how to be financially independent. How do you make $1 million? You know, what if you had somebody who could literally teach you how to make $1 million and then walk with you step by step on bringing that to life. You know, just really like, okay, I'm going to mentor you, and I'm going to show you how to make $1 million, and I'm going to walk with you step by step on how to do it. And this is what I don't think people really, really get, because we haven't been exposed to that. You know, we haven't really been exposed to that. And I think that that's what makes this so powerful and so wonderfully interesting, is just being exposed to that, you know?
Yeah, but I think what makes it interesting, another thing that makes it interesting, is usually there's something in that person that makes them all of a sudden want to be a millionaire. So they get up, they start Googling, or they go get this book, or, you know, they want to, there's an interest of theirs that's desperately seeking to find out how to become rich, or how to become a millionaire, or, you know, how to do all these different things. But with the Punch TV Studios stock offering, it is something that literally landed in their lap. They didn't have to take any additional effort to go look for it, to go find it. This is an opportunity that came to them. And then, you know, we're offering it to them. This is going to make you some money. This is $1 a share, and they don't have to exert any type of additional energy to go out and find out and find the formula or the blueprint to make that money.
And I agree. You know, I 100% agree with you. I was talking, let's take a quick break. Let's go to break right now, then we're going to come back, and I'm going to tell you about the story. I was talking to this lady last night, an investor last night. But let's take this quick break, and we'll be right back.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki?
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years, and for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
Cool. Now, I want to tell you, yeah, the Unibuki. Let me tell you, Nabuki is amazing. We had talked to the server company today, and they're saying, man, you guys are just driving so much traffic on Nabuki, we're having problems. And I'm just like, hey, we're just getting started. That's pretty cool. I'm like, what are we just getting started? Oh, yeah, this ain't traffic. This is just something we're doing right now. You know, This is just like the beginning. What do you mean? So we literally, to avoid shutting down our website, Punch TV Studios and Nabuki, to avoid having the website shut down, we literally had to get our own servers today. So we have our own servers just to handle the amount of traffic of people that are going to our websites and, you know, and I was like, wow, that's just like amazing. Had no idea. Did you?
That's this huge. No, not at all.
I had no idea. I was like, wow. And that's one of the things that happens when you kind of, people start kind of hearing about you. The first thing that kind of happens is you get so much traffic to your website, it kind of shuts it down. So, you know, so what we're doing is we had to
get our own server.
We had to get our own server. You know, we had to get our own server. That's like a bad. We bad when you got your own server.
We are doing it.
Had to have our own server. I was like, we had to have our own server? Like, yeah. So, well, listen, and the guy starts trying to explain all this stuff to you. I was like, look, man, I don't care what it is. Just put it on so we don't
work. Green, make sure the site doesn't go down.
Just make sure it works. Don't let the site go down. You know, so we think everyone should Nubuki. Spread the word about Nubuki. You know, and as we think everyone should become a part owner of Punch TV Studios. You know, it's a very, very good thing. You know, it's a very good thing. And we think everyone should become a part owner of it, and everyone should be Shinabuki. So I said,
absolutely.
I was going to tell this story. I had a conversation with a lady who called me last night, and she says, hey, I'm going to invest $2,000 into your company. And I says, wow, that's really cool. It's wonderful. She says, yeah, and let me tell you why. I said, well, why? She said, because back some years ago, she said, my sister and I, my sister begged me to invest in Apple computers. She said, my sister begged me. She was like, please put just $1,000 in Apple. Just put $1,000 in Apple computers. And she said she had the money. And so it wasn't about not having the money. She just said she just refused to do it. You know, and she says she regrets that so much today because she didn't know that Apple was going to take off the way that Apple took off. She just wouldn't invest in Apple computer. Now, today, you would think, that's so dumb. Who wouldn't invest in Apple computer? But there was a time when Apple computer was so small, so a strong wind could have shut down the company. There was a time where the company was on the brink of bankruptcy and about to go out of business. And, boy, they came back big. There was a time where Apple Computer stock was so cheap, so anybody could have been able to purchase that stock and have that stock in their portfolio and have grown with that stock. And she said, I just didn't do it. And she says, I regret it because my sister took $10,000. She said, my sister took $10,000, and my sister invested a whole $10,000 in Apple computers. And she says, and then Apple computers took off. She says she gave it the time, and next thing you know, Apple computers took off. And all of a sudden, when Apple computer took off, her sister became a multimillionaire. And she says that she regrets to this day that she didn't listen to her sister, that she didn't purchase that stock from Apple Computer, and that she didn't get involved with the company. And those are things that today we've got to take a lesson from. And now her sister lives in Palos Verdes, and for those of you who don't know where that is, in California, that's one of the most exclusive places. Palos Verdes, to those of you who don't know who are in different parts of the country listening to the show, is equivalent to Beverly Hills. It's like if you live in Palos Verdes, you're living really well. I mean, it's just, you know, it's just awesome to live in Palos Verdes. You know, it's just awesome. And it's beautiful. It overlooks the ocean. It's up on a peninsula. It's just so awesome in Palos Verdes. And the homes are extremely expensive, but her sister lives in one of those homes, has lived there for years. Her sister hasn't had to work because she just made this one really cool investment in Apple computers. And that's what people don't know about stock. It's like you just don't know what company is going to be the next big thing. And we believe that Punch TV Studios is the next big thing. And that's just like so many people miss out on great opportunities like that, and they should just embrace it. It's money that you would throw away. It's like your throwaway money, and you're using your throwaway money to invest in your future and to do something interesting in your life. And that's what people a lot of times don't get. You know, they don't get that. They don't get the importance of doing that. They don't get the importance of, you know what, I just want to be a part of this. I just want to be a part owner of this. I want to get into this thing before anybody else gets into it, before the price gets too high. So when the price gets high, I'm already in. And that's where you want to buy a stock. And that's what happened to her sister. And she says, so certainly I'm investing $2,000 in your company, and I'm doing that right now. I says, wow, that's just a blessing. That's just amazing. And that's just what people are doing right now. You know, that's how they're doing this right now. And I think it's just totally and completely awesome. You know, now you say, oh, this is for the rich. But when we did Punch TV Studios, we totally were not targeting the rich. We totally were targeting the people who were the average investor in the average community, and who could just, like, I've got a few $100, $500, $1,000, and I want to be a part of this. That is what we're doing in Punch TV Studios, and I think it's just amazing. I think it's awesome. I think it's beyond. I mean, what do you think? How do you feel about that kind of a story?
I think that, you know how they always say somebody's loss can be your gain. You know, their loss is your gain. And, you know, you mentioned the sister who invested in Apple Computer, but we hear that story, you know, all the time with people saying, I'm investing in Punch TV Studios because I missed out on this opportunity. You know, the lady who was wanted to invest in Berkshire Hathaway. You know, the people who could have gotten in early with Microsoft. It's always something that they missed out on when they come back and they're like, you know what, I better not miss out on this opportunity, because they see other opportunities that they missed out on. And I think that's wonderful. I think more and more people are learning about stock and learning about IPOs and learning about investment and how it is one of those few opportunities where you will have the opportunity to potentially, you know, make a drastic change in your life.
And I agree with you 100% to make a drastic change in your life, to really begin to embrace your own financial future, to really look at it and say, you know what, I've got to take charge of my own financial future. I've got to take charge of my own financial wherewithal. I've got to take charge of this thing and bring wealth to my life. I need to attract wealth into my life. And so if you want to attract wealth, you have to do the things that the wealthy do. You know, you have to be.
Exactly.
And one of the things that the wealthy do is that they have people that are dedicated to making money for them because of those persons' own self-interest. You know, and that's one of the things that the wealthy do. They do that. They have people. And they invest in several companies at the same time. They don't just invest in one company. They will invest in several companies at the same time. And so, but just for our community, though, it's just a really big thing for a lot of people in our community just to be a part of an IPO, to be a part of a stock offering, and to really, 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 really take a chance. You know, I mean, and that's just like something different, and it doesn't happen all the time. And this is one of the things that I've tried to share with people, and I've tried to share with many people through this process, and share with them over and over and over again, is that this is something that doesn't happen all the time, and that you can be a part of it. And that's what's exciting about this.
It's really exciting. It is very exciting. And I believe one of the main things that makes it exciting is because it's something that you do anyway. You're going to watch television. You're going to watch your favorite shows. So why not watch a show where you can actually have a return on your investment? Why not watch television with a television company that you're a part owner of? You know, this is our time. More and more people, I mean, one of the main things that they're talking about in the news right now, I don't know if you saw a couple of the articles, but during the presidential elections, during the process, there was so much fake news. Everybody was just, all these fake blogs were popping up, all these fake news sites were popping up. So it was all this fake information that was going out there. But it was clear that there wasn't really a media outlet that reflected on our community. I mean, there are certain ones out there, but we need to have a voice. We need to have a company where we have the ability to talk directly to the people. And the people who are a part of that company, they can, you know, have a return on their investment just simply because we're on the air. There's nothing more that they have to do.
And I agree with you 100%. We're already on the air. We already have 5 television stations broadcasting on the air 24 hours a day. Now, that should be something that should be exciting for people. That right there should be enough to say, I got to put $1,000 in. We're already on the air.
Exactly. Exactly.
We're already on the air. I mean, it's not like we're not trying to get on the air. We're
right.
already on the air, and we're already have 5 stations. We already reach about 10 million people every day, already doing that every single day of the week, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're already doing that. That's not something that we're hoping to do. That's not something that we're dreaming about doing. That's something that we are already doing. And that alone should be like, well, wait a minute here. Here's a company that I can be a part of that's already broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Here's a company that I can be a part of that's already has TV stations. Here's a company that I can be a part of for cheap. And I don't want to use the word cheap. Let me put it like this.
I know.
That I could be a part of inexpensively.
Yes.
Which I think is a better word. Which I can be a part of inexpensively. And being a part of this company inexpensively and then grow with this company in the beginning stages. So I can get into this company, be a part of this company for $1 a share, which is relatively inexpensive, and then grow with a company that already has 5 television stations. I mean, that alone is enough. We have TV stations in Houston, Pensacola, Florida, Jacksonville, Florida, Columbus, Ohio, Beaumont, Texas. I think we got a couple more somewhere else. I can't remember. But we already are on the air.
Right.
Every day, millions of people can watch Punch TV.
Right.
And that is awesome. That's what's happening right now. So if you want to make an argument,
right.
why would I invest in Punch TV Studio? Here it is. It's right there. We already have 5 television stations on the air that you can be a part of, that you can watch right now if you're in that area right now, today. Now that by itself, if you knew what it took to really launch a TV network, to really have, and I'm just talking about the TV network part of it. I'm not even talking about
production and
studios. I'm not even talking about production studios. I'm just talking about what have you done for me lately? What can you show me today? And what
right.
I can show you today is a company that's in its infancy stages, that is a startup indeed, that is already broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I can show you a company that owns its own broadcast facility. We're not going anywhere to broadcast. We broadcast from our offices all across the country. We don't have to beg anybody to do that. We're already doing that. You know, and these are the things that you want to look at when you say, well, why should I invest in this little bitty company? And then I can put $200 in. I can invest $1,000 and become a part owner of this company. You should be like, I am in.
Exactly. That's what I keep
thinking. We have people where we literally have to pull their teeth out of their mouth for the most part in some cases, not everybody. But we've had to literally pull their teeth out of their mouth to get them to invest in Punch TV Studios and to be a part of our company, who don't even really realize what it is that we have already accomplished. This is what we've already done. Already.
Exactly.
Now, I'm going to tell you something else. Now, this is something really, really big, really, really big. Los Angeles is the number two market in America, And we are preparing and getting ready. I mean, we're doing everything in our power right now to be able to begin broadcasting and launch our TV station here in Los Angeles, California. That's the number two market in America. The number two television market in America is Los Angeles, and you get to be a part of this growth process. So you want to be a part of a company that's growing. And as we grow, now you get it. You know, now it's like, whoa. It's like, whoa. You know. We're coming to L.A.? We're coming to L.A., you know, and I believe we're going to try to launch in L.A. by February 1st, 2017. That's what we're working on, you know, but nevertheless, we still have our other stations that's already going. It's already going.
Yeah. But you know how people are. You know, once everything just catches on, then, you know, it's going to be the people who missed out on the opportunity. I mean, because there's only a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So,
that is,
I mean,
correct.
There
are
definitely going to be people who, you know, are going to be like, oh, yeah, I heard about Punch TV Studios. I want to get my stock. And then, you know, there's no stock left. There's no more stock available.
Well, there won't be any stock left in the IPO. But at that point,
right.
If you want to buy the stock, you now have to pay the market price for the stock. You know, you will have to pay a premium for the stock, you know, that you can get now for $1 per share. But then you'll have to pay a premium. And my goal as the CEO of Punch TV Studios is make sure that when you pay that premium, if you can pay the premium, we're going to try to make that premium so high until you're going to wish you would have bought the stock at $1 a share. We're going to work to make that premium so high until you're going to wish. You're going to be like, I should have got that stock when it was $1. You know, I should have did that. Why didn't I do that? Why didn't I take that chance? Why didn't I reach out and just go ahead and do that? Man, I had that money sitting in the bank. Now, people think when you have money in the bank is not looking out for your interest. That's not what's happening. When you have money in the bank is looking out for the interest of the bank.
Right.
And so they're not trying to pay you enough interest by and large, unless you got like a ton of money in the bank. And then there's a chance for them to kind of look at you because they don't want you to take your money out of the bank. But if you don't have $20, $30 million in the bank, they're not really going to give you the once over and be like doing everything that they could possibly do to keep you. Whereas as a CEO of a publicly traded company, we're already going to be working to make sure that you prosper. we're already going to be working to make sure that you as an investor can get a return on your investment. We're already going to be working to make sure that you have the power of the IPO at your disposal, the power of stock at your disposal. And that's just totally awesome. That's totally awesome.
Really,
I can't even tell you enough. I can't say enough about it. I can't say enough about it. It's interesting that you talked about the Berkshire Hathaway thing. And what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. And I'm going to tell you another story about the Berkshire Hathaway. I'm going to tell you that. It's pretty cool.
As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years, and for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
Wow, that's so wonderful. I hope everybody is on Nabuki. That's Nabuki, Nabuki. I think everyone should be on Nabuki and create your own page, create your own store, do your thing on Nabuki. So I want to tell you this, and I had this conversation, was that last night or this morning? I talked to so many people. You know what's happening to me, Ms. Sharifa? You know what's happening to me? is I've been talking to like over 200 people a day, almost every day.
Wow.
And that is so hard. That is so hard. You have no idea.
But what has the response been?
No, the response has been awesome. Totally.
But it's draining
awesome.
To make those calls.
But it's I'm not calling. That's people calling me.
I mean,
that's
draining
me
to be on those phones.
To be on those calls.
Take that many
calls. It's really tough to take that many calls like we're taking. It's really tough. I mean, you wouldn't think how tough something like that is, but it is really tough to be on that many calls. And that's not just like a day. I could see if you just do it one day. This has been like a continuous ongoing thing right now for months. And I'm happy about it, but it's really tough when you're taking so many calls. I mean, it is really hard. And I'm just like, wow. You know, I'm like, wow. You know, but I said that to say that I had a talk conversation with a young lady, and I'm not sure if it was today or yesterday. I just can't remember what day. But anyway, she told me that she had a chance to buy stock in Berkshire Hathaway when the stock was $1,000 for a share. So you could have bought stock in Berkshire Hathaway at one point, according to her, where the stock was $1,000 per share. Now, that's amazing. And you would think, wow, the stock is $1,000 per share. And she says, you know, I wanted to invest 10 shares in Berkshire Hathaway, and my auntie discouraged me from doing it. And she says, and I listened to my auntie, and she says, my auntie discouraged me. She says, why would you want to buy that company? The stock is too high. You shouldn't waste your money in that. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. She said her auntie even came to her and says, listen, the Lord told me to tell you not to buy stock. Not to buy stock.
Wow. The Lord got involved in stock picks now.
Yeah, the Lord got involved in stock picks. According to her, the Lord got involved in stock picks. And the Lord told her auntie to tell her to don't buy stock in Berkshire Hathaway. It's too much money. Why would you want to do that? And she says, auntie, I think this is the right thing to do. Maybe we should go in together to buy this stock. She says, oh, no, I'm not throwing $1,000 behind that stock because there's no way I'm going to do that. She's like, auntie, we should really, you know, put $1,000 behind this and let's just see what happens. Let's just put $10,000 in, is what she said with Berkshire Hathaway. What you gonna? Now, here we are today, and Berkshire Hathaway stock is trading at over $170,000. I think it's $200,000 per share.
Wow.
$200,000. Over $200,000.
Wow.
Per share. Can you imagine that? And she was like, wow,
I'm
10
trying.
Shares. 10 shares, if I'm not, would have made me $2 million. And so those are the kinds of things that we have to look at and that we have to take a chance on to make things come together for us. We have to do those kinds of things. And, I mean, I'm ranting and raving right now, and I'm not usually a ranter and raver. But I'm saying to people, hey, we are the only African-American company in America doing an IPO. We're it right now. If you understood the process of what it took to get here alone is enough that should make you want to invest in our company. Because the process to here is no joke. You don't just get approval and you start selling stock for a dollar. You have to go through an approval process that is very stringent, that is very difficult. Even though they say it's easy, it's actually quite difficult through that process and live that process over and over and over again. And once you live that process, make it happen and make it come together, and it's like, wow. It's like, wow. You know, and that's what people don't miss. Just to get through the process, you ought to be like, hey, he need $1,000 just to get through that, just because he got through the process. We need to just put it back, because I couldn't have did it, you know. And that's what people don't realize, and they don't get, and they don't understand, and they don't want to, you know, they don't really understand the magnitude of this, what we're doing. Hey, let's stop marching and let's start investing. We can invest our way to building new communities. We can invest our way to building new schools. We can invest our way to building new housing, to doing the things that we can do. We can invest our way to get those things done. And we should. We totally 100%. And so I'm encouraging everyone, become a stockholder at Punch TV Studios. Visit our website, punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com. Visit our website and see for yourself what we're doing. And let's come together, like we're coming together already all over the country, and let's make it happen. Man, I'm just ranting, aren't
I? Let's make it happen. No, you're fine. You're excited. You're fired up. I just want to shout, hallelujah, amen, yes, praise. You're excited. You know, I think it's the holiday season. The holiday season just makes people get excited and start, you know. But It's the emotion, it's the passion, because you just want people to get it. You want people to see it. And when they haven't gone through the process, and even people who have an idea as far as, you know, the SEC and that sort of thing, I mean, there was a time frame even before the filings. You know, there was creating the business plan and the business model and what are we going to do and how are we going to create revenue and putting it all together so that there is an actual business. So I just think, you know, as Americans, we need to focus more on business. We need to focus more on creating jobs. And that's why I'm so excited, is because we have so many people. And we discussed this the other day briefly when we had the business expo on the line. But so many people just want to do the mom and pop. Like, if I have one store, I'm okay. But, you know, and I'm not knocking that. I don't want anyone, or I don't want you to get the idea that I'm knocking it. But in order to create jobs, you can't just say, okay, let me get one franchise. Let me just get, I just want one Subway. Or I just want, you know, one of this. You have to create multiple businesses, or at least a business that can employ thousands of people in order to make an impact in your community. And I think we forget that. I'm one of those people that I like to go to my neighborhood store and, you know, there's a donut shop and there's a sandwich shop and there's a little corner store. I go to these, you know, and I patronize these stores, because without these stores, these people would lose their jobs and they wouldn't be able to feed their family. And then within the community, we wouldn't have these stores and these shops to go to. So anytime I see an opportunity where a business is trying to expand and trying to grow and create, you know, thousands of jobs, and all you have to do is give $1,000, or not even give, invest $1,000 in that and pull your money together to improve the whole, to me, that's exciting. That's worth ranting and raving and getting pumped up about. It is because you see the vision, you see the opportunity, you've gone line by line by line. And I think that's what a lot of people miss. I mean, we can paint them a million pictures and post a million videos, but until they can really just visualize and see the big picture of what we're doing and how many jobs are going to be created from their investment, you know, I'm ranting and raving with you.
I'm glad you are. We should be. Sometimes we've got to do it ourselves. You know, sometimes people think that somebody is coming to save you. And I can tell you right now, in this political climate as it is today, no one.
Nobody.
No one's coming to save you. Mm-mm. In this climate that we're in right now, they are not coming to save us. I'm telling you that right now. We have to take charge, and we have to save ourselves. We have to do it. Nobody's going to do it. Nobody is going to come to our rescue. So we have to rescue ourselves. And that's what we've got to know. That's what we really, truly, truly got to know, is that we have to rescue ourselves. We have to rescue ourselves. We have to. We have to create jobs. And we have to create jobs. We have to get our young men and our communities employed. See, people think, oh, you're just selling stock to get money. That's not why Punch TV Studios is selling stock. Believe me, I would do this job for free if I have done it for free for a long time. So I would do the job for free. But you need the money so that you can pay the people to build a company that can sustain itself for years and years and years and years to come. You need a company so you can do that. That's what you need. And that's why we need the money to hire the people, so that we can put the people to work and create a sustainable company that will be here 100 years from now, or 50 years from now, or 75 years from now, the Walt Disney Company. That's what we need. We need that.
Absolutely.
And the only way to do that is you have to have access to capital, which we as a people have been denied. They have denied us access to capital, so we must create our own capital by any legal way necessary. We must.
But you're giving them the way. I mean, that's
and
the thing.
Are
you are giving
them
away.
Yes.
And that's what I love. That's what I love. You're giving it to them. You're handing it to them. Like, you're literally showing up at their door, knocking. Opportunity is knocking. Opportunity is here.
Wow.
They don't have to get up off the couch. They don't have to go looking for it. People are not Googling. People are not searching. They're not wikiing, trying to figure out. You know, they didn't buy Investing for Dummies on Amazon. You are handing it to them. It's coming to them. It's being delivered to them. And what's so amazing to me is that some people, you know, just don't get it, but I love to see people when they do, when they're all of a sudden, they're like, wow, I can be a part of a company that is actually revolutionizing media. I think that's huge.
Yes.
I mean, I personally think that's huge.
It is huge. It is huge. Not only are we revolutionizing media, we are going to change the scope and the scope of media for urban viewers. And that's what makes us even better. It makes us better. It makes us even better. It makes us even better. And you get to be a part of this from the ground floor. And that's what even makes it even more powerful, because you get to join in from today. Today is the first day of the rest of our lives. Today is the day that we can make changes that change everything that we're doing, that changes everything that we're a part of, that changes everything that we stand for. And that's what makes this so exciting. And to think that we've opened the door and have created this opportunity for our community in this time, it's just amazing.
It is amazing. It's amazing. And I definitely wanted to say, I know we spent this last hour, we won't even call it ranting and raving, excited and passionate about what we're doing. We had quite a few people on the line who called in and listened. We've been taking so many guests over the past few weeks. We just took the opportunity to really talk in detail about Punch TV Studios and what we're doing. So who's ever listening, we will take some more callers. We will be back tomorrow. We will be here on Thanksgiving Day. We're spending Thanksgiving Day with you, so we will take some callers. So for everyone who's listening, for all the guests, we did not forget about you. We just got so passionate about what we're doing. We'll take some calls tomorrow. How's that?
I think taking calls tomorrow is a very, very good thing. I want to invite everybody to visit our website at punchtvstudios.com. Take a look at what we're doing. Take a look at how we're doing it. Take a look at our website. Become a part owner in Punch TV Studios for only $1 per share. You can't beat that. Invest $1,000 in Punch TV Studios. See what happens. It's just going to be completely awesome. We're building an amazing company, and you get to be a part of it. You get to be a part of what we're doing. And that's just totally, I can't even say it enough. I just really can't say it enough. So we want to thank everyone for joining us tonight. Shifley, any last words?
Thank you for joining us. Tune in tomorrow. We will be here. And for tonight, we're out.
Thanks for listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. Join us 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday as we continue to change the conversation in contemporary media. Visit our website at www.punchtvstudios.com today to become a part owner at $1 per share.